Hey, I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the podcast. Central American kids in limbo in the hostile reception they're sometimes getting on this side of the border. Let's get started. Good evening. Thanks for joining us tonight. The drug violence that so many Central American kids are fleeing to come here, even if it means risking their lives to do it. We're on their dangerous, often deadly route north. Also tonight, breaking news, a dire warning to Israel from Hamas leaders in bombed out Gaza. You target us, they say, we'll target your airliners. Plus, it's a slam dunk for his home state and a big rebound for LeBron James. He's taking his talents from South Beach back to Cleveland. We begin, though, with thousands of kids in limbo here in the United States and more coming every single day. In a moment, reporting you won't see anywhere else from deep in southern Mexico tonight in the middle of that human wave of kids and adults rolling north from Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador. But first, the reception that many are getting when they arrive here. Today, President Obama, Secretary of Homeland Security, visited the border at a crowded holding facility in Artesia, New Mexico. Jay Johnson, the guy in the white shirt, had a message for anyone trying to enter the country illegally. Echoing the president, he said, we'll send you back. Keeping them honest, though, the data from 2013 suggests the vast majority of non-Mexican undocumented kids have not been sent back. The administration wants more money for additional judges to hear their cases. However, as we've shown you, many immigrants never go before a judge. They're sent on their way with a summons to appear, and then many never do, which may help explain why busloads of these immigrants have sparked angry protests at receiving centers in the Southwest. More on that right now from our Randy Kay.
We want
justice!
When do we want it?
Now!
In League City, Texas, they are fighting mad, using their voice and vote to tell the federal government, don't even think about it. While there is no plan to bring any children who have illegally crossed the border to this community, the city council voted on the issue anyway, passing a city ordinance this week banning the processing and detention of undocumented immigrants. The message? They're not welcome here.
We have veterans that are homeless, that can't even get medical care, but we're going to house these people on the military bases. And it just makes me sick.
One city council member even suggesting the federal government is secretly finding shelters for the tens of thousands of Central American immigrants.
If they are going behind the backs of local authorities to establish detention centers in communities about our size, mm-hmm. we have to be proactive. We have to plan for this.
And they're not just planning in Texas. In Murrieta, California, where immigrants have been arriving by the busload, angry protesters blocked the roadway when this bus tried to reach the Border Patrol station.
You are obstructing the roadway.
Go back home!
The protesters chant, go back home. The buses turned around, carrying 140 undocumented women and children to another community, hoping to find a different response.
USA!
Perhaps they should try heading north to Michigan, where the Wolverine Human Services Center, which treats troubled boys, is offering to take in some of the children crossing the border. They're looking to house 60 to 120 boys, ages 12 to 17.
Even here, though, that news doesn't sit so well with residents.
If you don't stand for something, you're going to fall for anything.
I love everybody. I'm a Christian. But the Bible tells me to obey man's laws, and our law says you must come to our country legally. I love these people and I have compassion for them, but we do not need them here taking our services, our money, or our children's time.
No doubt it will get uglier before it gets better. As many people on this side of the border worry about their jobs, their children, and continue to associate the influx of helpless immigrant children with drugs.
It's going to be easy for the cartel to come in and set up operations here.
Randy Kay, CNN, New York.